You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, with Pastor Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, thank you, Lord Jesus, hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah, welcome, amen. Welcome to Thank You, Jesus. I am Pastor Mika, and you are blessed, amen. You're blessed. Come to the house of Thank You, Jesus. Come to the house of Thank You, Jesus. Come to the house of Thank You, Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God, for this moment. Amen. Can we just stop right now? And can we just, because we are at Thank You, Jesus. Amen. We have entered into the house of the Lord. Amen. So we must acknowledge, hallelujah, the Lord God Almighty. Amen. So, Father God, we acknowledge you right now. Lord God, we thank you for your presence. We thank you for the gift of you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for salvation. We thank you, oh God, for repentance. We repent of our sins, those known and unknown. Lord God, we do not take residing and abiding in your presence lightly. Lord God, we thank you for the opportunity and the miracle and the blessing of abiding in you, amen, and remaining in you and dwelling in you and with you. So Father God, we thank you on this day. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for your presence, and we thank you, Holy Spirit, for making us sensitive to you. Amen. Hallelujah. And we thank you for preparing our hearts and our minds that we will leave from this place transformed, and we will leave from this place, hallelujah, with your peace, and we will leave from this place with a renewed mindset, and we will leave from this place. Yes, I'm reminded the Bible tells us that we present our bodies a living sacrifice unto God. Amen. And in that process, hallelujah, we are transformed. And in that process of presenting our bodies, amen, what happens is we come into the good and perfect, acceptable will of God. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, say, hallelujah. Easter, hallelujah, and being in a Lent season, amen, hallelujah. I believe that it is time that if we haven't started, amen, and if we are in that place, then it's just confirmation that God's saying, wink, wink, amen. That's the correct position that you are to be in, and we are to be in, and it's a place, it's a position of being on our face before God, amen, is a place of a prayer, amen, hallelujah, somebody. It is a place of seeking him. It is a place of when we do look up and see winds and waves and storms and situations and circumstances, what we do is then we look back down at the feet of God, amen, and we stay in that place, hallelujah, and we stay in that position of prayer. And I believe that God has us and is instructing us to be in a place of prayer. Hallelujah, someone. To humble ourselves to the place of prayer, amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And I even, I believe like the Holy Spirit is even saying that sometimes the situations and the problems and the circumstances he'll use to get us to the place of prayer. Amen. Hallelujah. To get us to that intimate place with him. And on this day, which he's speaking to, also, is God is saying that I'm answering your prayers. That's the word for today. I'm answering prayers. God is answering prayers. I woke up to it the other morning, loud on my spirit, amen, on replay. I'm answering prayers. So we're going to turn to John 15. Amen. And verse 7. And it's just that one verse, one scripture that we will
we are standing on and we are taking comfort in. Amen. Is our refuge, amen, is our assurance and our reassurance and our reassurance and our reassurance, hallelujah, that God is answering prayers, the prayers of the righteous. Come on. Amen. So let us read the scripture. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God. Even before we even press into the reading, so quick to get into the reading, but let us again slow down to knowing that it's his living word and knowing that it is him. And so getting ourselves in order, in a place of respect and reverence and in fear, amen, fearing unto the Lord, hallelujah. Let us set our fears before the Lord in that of respect, and whatever fears, I hear the Holy Spirit say, whatever fears you have outside of me, and whatever fears you have in your occupation, and whatever fears you have regarding your finances, and whatever fears you have regarding the relationships and people and whatever fears you have, hallelujah, somebody, shaya, with the economy and whatever fears you have, karabo sanda, God said, bring them into me, hallelujah, somebody, bring it to me and fear me, hallelujah, and I will take care of, I will put out the fires of those fears. Aya, shut up. Okay. Let's read. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. It's a beautiful thing just to know that God is hearing us and speaking back to us. And the word reads, if ye abide in me and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will and it shall be done unto you. Let's read that one more time. This is the King James Version, amen. And then I'm also going to read it out of the Amplified. Hallelujah, someone. Jesus, this is Jesus speaking to his disciples, amen. As he is on his way to do God's will, as he is abiding in God's will, possibly walking on the way to his prayer time, come on somebody, in the Garden of Gethsemane. Come on, somebody. He's teaching and instructing his disciples. Oh, we serve a good God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As he is on his way, knowing that his hour is coming of crucifixion, amen, and about to face the realness and the heaviness and the truth of God's will, amen. Look at what he's doing. He's teaching his disciples. Somebody say, I'm his disciple. He's teaching us. Amen. It is Jesus that's speaking. Amen. And he's encouraging and setting them up. Hallelujah. For kingdom success. Amen. When he leaves to go sit at the right hand of God Almighty. I love you, Lord. And he says, if ye abide in me and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. The Amplified Version reads, if you remain in me, and my words remain in you. That is, if we are vitally united. Come on. If we are vitally united. Amen. I like to say, if we are one, that's the Mika version. Amen. I added that in there. My message lives in your heart. Then ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. And I think sometimes When we read that, we hear, oh, ask whatever I will, and it will be done. But there's a part A of that. And that part A of that is a abiding, amen, and a remaining. And I'm reminded of Apostle Paul, who speaks of being persistent and consistent and continuing to return to that place and continuing to choose the place of God, amen. And that is where the blessing is. And that is how we come to, because what's happening earlier in this chapter, Jesus is saying, I'm the vine and you are the branches. Amen. And we cannot produce fruit. The branch cannot produce fruit outside of the vine. Amen. And in that process of abiding, come on, somebody, it's a process. In that process of remaining, There's a cutting off process. Amen. The scripture says that, hold on, let's go to it. In verse 2, every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purges, he prunes it, that it may bring forth more fruits. Amen. So in this process of abiding, amen, and remaining in the vine, hallelujah, and being one with the vine, that now as the branch is just fruit of the vine. Hello? There's a removing of that takes place. And I hear the Holy Spirit even right now saying that part of the, some of that removing of is removing of flesh. Amen. Removing of your own desires. Amen. Removing of your own will. Come on, somebody. Shut up. What do you mean, Pastor Mika? Well, if we continue with Jesus in the walking as he's going to the Garden of Gethsemane, amen, it is in the garden that he has one last time of the removing of his will. Hallelujah, somebody. Come on. Come on. And he said, Lord, hold on. Wait, let's just go to it. Can we? Look, as he's praying, hold on. Let's take our time. I gotta find it. Thank you, Jesus. Look. Thank you. I have a good Friday. Hold on. I might be going too fast because I feel like I'm a little bit under the pressure, but that's okay. I'm going to take my time in this place. Amen. We're going to find it. That Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify the Son, that the Son also may glorify thee, as thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. By thee. And now, Father, glorify me with thy own self. With the glory I manifest in thy name. Hold on. I'm going to find it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Let me look. Hallelujah. Somebody just say hallelujah. Can you just say hallelujah? Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Here we go. Jesus. Luke chapter 22. If thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. Hallelujah. Amen. So we see now as Jesus, amen, who is, he's the role model. He's the role model. Hello? Who's your role model? Amen. As we are abiding, the process is a removing of flesh. And we see that in order for Jesus to continue with the assignment and to continue on the mission and to continue in God's will, that the Father will be glorified. Amen. Hallelujah. And the resurrection, removing. Jesus tried to say, Father, if thou will be willing, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. That's the wrong type of removing. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. And in that, he removes his will. Amen. Hallelujah. And so God is telling us, yes, in this season as God is answering prayers. And see, we hear that and be all excited and, woo, God's answering my prayers. But there's a process in that. Amen. Hallelujah. And there's a wanting of us that God desires. Amen. And in that abiding place with the removing. And I also hear God, the Holy Spirit saying other type of things that he will remove, and he will remove people. Amen. Hallelujah. That's not producing fruit. Amen. He'll remove those who are not producing fruit. Amen. And when God is ready to remove, you got to, nevertheless, not my will, thine will be done. Amen. There's a removing of mindsets. Amen. A removing of, if we are so engulfed in the world and how the world thinks, amen, and how in the natural, and how the natural operates, because the Bible says that the that spiritual things cannot be discerned by natural things, amen, and that it's the natural things that cause calls the spiritual things foolish. Amen. Hallelujah. The removing of the conforming. Amen. Hallelujah. And removing of the distrust that we maybe unknowingly have with God. Amen. And the removing of unbelief that we maybe unknowingly have in God. And the removing of the doubt and removing of the worry as we abide. And notice that as we start to abide, it's not that the storm changes first. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. It's the place of abiding and praying. And then we see God rebuking the storms. Hallelujah. And it's just being in that place with him. I'm reminded of the disciples again, as we're talking about them walking with Jesus on the way to. Hallelujah. Where are you on your way to? Amen. Say, I'm on my way to victory. Come on, buddy. This is my victory dance. Come on. This is my answer dance. All right, look. What am I doing? Oh, yeah. Let's go to Mark. Let's go to Mark 4. Amen. See, we gotta be with Jesus. In the midst of the storm, in the storm. Because as long as we were with Jesus, amen, in that storm, as long as you are with Jesus, amen, in the prison, when we go into turn into Acts, amen, and even going into the epistles of Paul, come on, somebody, we see the disciples, they visit the inner walls of prison, amen, but they're with Jesus, abiding in Jesus, and it's Jesus, amen, delivering them out of those bound places. Either be it supernaturally, amen, miraculously, an angel coming and smiting, smiting Peter to get up, let's go, right? Nothing can keep us bound, and nothing can drown us, and nothing can take us out as we abide. As we abide, Mark. chapter 4. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God. Mark chapter 4, and I'm going to start at verse 35. And it says, in the same day, when even was come, he saith unto them, who? Unto the disciples. Amen. Let us pass over unto the other side. Let us go unto the other side. Ooh, I hear you, Lord. Okay, let's keep reading verse. Let us go unto the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship. And there were also with him other little ships. So they're abiding in the ship with Jesus. Come on. Somebody say, I'm abiding in the ship or Jesus. What's that ship called? Relationship. Amen. I'm in the relationship with Jesus. Amen. And he is running the show and he is dictating. But notice that it's Jesus that says, come on, let's go on the other side. And when I read that, God made me aware that he will give us an instruction, give us a doing, tell us to do something, and let's keep reading first so we can see what happened. And so in verse 37, so just let's hold on to that. He'll give us a doing. Amen. And we'll set out on that doing, not knowing that as we are on the way to the other side, in the midst of the instruction, in the midst of his will, we think that it's always peachy, 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 peachy cream. We think that it's always hunky-dory. We think that is always A-OK, which it is. Amen. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship so that it was now full. Wait, what? But they're on the instruction of God. Let's go on the other side. That's supposed to be peaceful. Okay, we're going to get over there. Okay, and it's going to happen. And see, we sometimes make it when we hear an instruction, think, oh, it's going to go like this and that, and everything's going to be okay. And then when something rises up, we think that we made a wrong move, or when something rises up that we weren't anticipating. Amen. Hallelujah. We can find ourselves distraught. We can find ourselves freaking out, panicking, anxious. Amen. We can find ourselves all these different, but no, they remain in that place. Remain in the boat. And so when there arose a great storm of wind and the waves beat into the ship so that it was now full, and he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on the pillow, and they awake him and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, peace be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? And they feared exceedingly. Come on, the Holy Spirit was just saying this. The Holy Spirit was just teaching this. The fear is outside of bring it into Christ and fear him. Look, he says, they feared exceedingly and said to one another, what manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him? So that fear, amen, hallelujah, was even corrected in like a chiropractor, got into position, amen, got in alignment, perfect alignment of like, oh no, this is not a fleshly fear. This is a fear of respect and honor and the glory and the power of God. I bow down, amen. I bow down to the power of God. I bow down to the power of God that you are able. And something else that the Holy Spirit just brought out to me is that we see Jesus speaking, amen, speaking to the winds and speaking to the waves. Amen. I'll say essentially praying. Amen. Because prayer takes on different forms. Amen. Hallelujah. Sometimes the prayer is just simply saying. Didn't we just, isn't our base scripture for today? He says, if you remain in me and my words remain in you, whatever you wish, it will be done for you. Right? Whatever you ask, whatever you pray, whatever you say, come on, come on. Amen. And so we see another picture, and we see the picture of Jesus who is in the will of God, now able to say, no, you bow down. No, I rebuke you. Amen. I declare peace. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Then he goes back and teaches the disciples. And notice, he says, why are you so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? Fear and faith do not coexist. They do not go hand in hand. They are opponents. Come on. They are contrary. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody. So I'd rather, the only fear that is able to exist, remain with faith is the fear of the Lord. Come on, somebody. So even right now, Lord God, we ask, hallelujah, amen, that you move on our behalf and turn this fear into faith. Amen, somebody. Ah, thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So there's a removing of that's how we got into that place, amen, of talking about what happened when they was in the boat. The removing of fear, and God training us and teaching us, and constantly we go from faith to faith, glory to glory, constantly shaving off that fear and shaving off that flesh. Amen. As we do what? Abide. As we do what? Keep our head, amen, at the feet of the Lord. Amen. Someone just like Elijah tucked his head under in between his legs and prayed until he saw rain, and prayed in the midst of a famine until it was changed. Yes, God, I hear you. He said, put our heads down and pray until you see the change. Oh, come on, Abasata Bush. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Holy Spirit. It says, ask whatever you wish after our roots had taken after we have grabbed hold, amen, in that place of abiding, and after the cleaving, aka remaining, amen, then he begins to say what we are able to do in that place. Then he begins to speak. I'm reminded even of in Mark chapter 11. He says, have faith in God. Have a God kind of faith. Then after that, this is what you're able to do. You're able to say to the mountain, be thou removed and cast into the sea. Amen. And whatever we say, without doubting, it shall be. We shall see. These are, I'll say, the benefits, amen, that we experience. Hallelujah. But I want to look up something. I want to look up the word wish. Amen. Because the Holy Spirit just put that on my spirit to do it. So let's look it up. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Look at this. Wish. As a verb, it says, feel or express a strong desire or hope for something that is not easily attainable. Want something that cannot or probably will not happen. A desire or hope, as a noun, is a desire or hope for something to happen. But let's go back to the verb of wish. Feel or express a strong desire or hope for something that is not easily attainable. Not easy for who? Not easy for me, but it's easy for God. Amen. Hallelujah. Isn't it Yahweh? Isn't it God who said, after hearing Sarah laugh, amen, about her, to the news of her having a son at 90 years old? Come on, somebody. Isn't it the Lord Yahweh who says, is anything too hard for me? No, Lord, nothing is too hard for you. Feel or express a strong desire. We ain't talking about light things, amen. Even though it could be some light things, we could have a strong desire to some light things, amen. To some small things, we can have a strong desire to. But God said, oh, love it. Okay. Feel or express a strong desire or hope for something that is not easily attainable. Want something that cannot or probably will not happen. We are talking about the impossible. My Bible tells me that with God, all things are possible. When there is a speaking of impossibility in the Bible, it is that of when we are not walking in faith, and then we're not walking by faith. And my Bible tells me that it is impossible to please God without faith. But that's about the only, amen. Because when we are in faith, come on, somebody say, when I'm in faith, I'm with God. And as I'm with God, all things are possible. So I just got it. The Lord says, read it again. Feel or express a strong desire or hope for something that is not easily attainable. Want something that cannot or probably will not happen. But my Bible tells me in John 15:7 that if I remain in him and my words remain in you, if I remain in him and his words remain in me, somebody say, I remain in him, his words remain in me. That is, if we are vitally united. It is vital in this season. It is essential. Come on. Come on. When we was at the height of the pandemic, there was essentials. Essential workers. It is essential that I remain. It is critical that I'm united with God, with Jesus. It is critical. Come on, I remember. What happens when you suffer great physical affliction? You go into the ICU, right? It is critical. That I'm united. And his message is living in my heart. Then, as I ask. And I hear the Holy Spirit say, some of it is also, then is also God putting in your heart what to ask. And then you think that you're asking in your own right, but you're asking out of the message, and you're asking out of truth, and you're asking out of his will. Amen. And you're asking out of the place that the world, amen, and man, amen, and the natural calls impossible. And then I start to stand in the impossible place and ask from that place because my God says, what I did. Whatever I wish. Whatever I will, it will be done for me. Whatever I will. You know what? I will. Whatever, and the King James said, whatever ye will, ye mean I. But you know that I is a little I. It's a lowercase I. Because the big I will is in charge. And the little I, which is me, somebody say, I'm the little I. We got to stop exalting our I. Be so I-oriented. Be so me. Let's stop being so me-oriented. How I feel. Me, me, me. No, what about how God feels? What about what God wants? What about his me? What about him? What about what he says? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's a sacrificing that has to happen for the I will to be seen in our life. The I will, I point up, the big I will, God's will. There's a sacrificing, a pruning. Oh, man. Amen. Can we just sit in that for a second and not be so fast to move out of it? Why? Because we're so on to the next. No! No. No. Nothing is impossible. Nothing is too hard for God. Nothing is want something that cannot or probably will not happen. But we got to get that out of our head. Amen. Like, oh, I'm not even going to say because that probably won't happen. No, what I'm going to do is I'm going to abide in the place of God, and I'm going to remain in him. And either he's going to shape me to his will. Hallelujah. And whatever that looks like. Amen. And correct me in my asking, amen, hallelujah, it will be confirmed that I'm in his will, and I will see that thing. More trust, more faith, more good news, more hearing of the good news. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God. More abiding, more remaining. Permanent residence. And he is our address. What's your living address? My living address is Yahweh, is God, the Almighty. In there, nothing is impossible. In there, nothing is too great. And I hear the Lord saying, in there, at the place of abiding, amen, at the place of faith is where we see his miracles and signs and wonders. At the place of faith, we see his resurrecting power. At the place, I'm reminded of Mary and Martha who prayed, meaning they asked and they sent for Jesus to come heal our brother Lazarus. Was it too hard? Jesus waited another day that the Lord his father died. And so for Mary and Martha, it looked like their prayer wasn't being answered. Amen. But Jesus showed up and God showed out. Amen. Hallelujah. And he said, I want you to see what you think that can't happen. Lazarus, come out! Ah, come out of that tomb! Come on! Come out of that dead place! Come on! Hallelujah! Come out of them grave clothes! Come on! Come out! It's time we come out! Come out of the world! Hallelujah! Come out of conforming! Hallelujah! Cool. Come out of depending on other things and other people and other sources. Come on, come out. Oh, hallelujah. Why? Because God is letting us know today that He is answering. Do you believe? Do you believe? Do you believe He's answering your prayers? Do you believe that He's making you the answer to other people's prayers? Do you believe? Do you believe that God is shaping you to be a blessing and a miracle, amen, to where He orders your steps? Do you believe? Yes, Lord. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Somebody needs to say that I'm the answer. I'm the answer. Make me the answer, amen, to someone's prayers. Hallelujah. I see that right now. Just one example. Just one example. See that, like, in the form of financial answer. Somebody has a financial need, amen, and God then did as we abide. As we abide with Christ Jesus now, amen. We don't have views and get, but our love for God is greater than the love of money. For the love of God, right? Hello? So then I'm able to, and then I'm a channel, amen. And that channel is flowing freely from heaven through me to whomever, amen. And I hear the Lord, and the channel is flowing clearly through me to be a blessing, amen, to a ministry, to my home church, amen, hallelujah, to my bishop, my pastor, my prophet, my God, because we see it in the Bible. We see it in the Bible. Now we're a channel. We're a channel. And it's flowing. And guess what? And I see that channel flowing. And then God said, oh, let me give them more. Oh, okay. Let me give them more. Oh, okay. Let me give them more. And then I move. When He tells me to move, oh, you have it, I gave it to you. Buy His groceries. Pay for their meal. Do this, do that. Why? Because I'm abiding. And so then also that channel, that hearing channel, I'm hearing God. Amen. I know that this is Him. Why? Because I'm vitally united. And His message is living in my heart, and it's the abundance. It's in abundance in my heart. Amen. Bible says, out of the heart speaks. Oh, I don't even know what to do. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So as I'm vitally united, now out of my mouth the message of God is the asking. God said, oh, no, that's my will. Oh, no, I want you to believe for that. Oh, no, I want you to ask that. Oh, no, say no there. Oh, no, say yes there. Oh, yeah. And it's the message. Amen, somebody. Come on. Come on. Remain. Remain. I even hear the Lord say, don't move. Don't give up. Remain. 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 Set your standards. Set your non-negotiables and remain. Don't move. Amen. Amen. Don't move until I. Hallelujah. God is answering prayers. Amen. So I'm going to end with reading the scripture one more time so that we have that on replay. Come on, y'all know like a good song that you like, you play over and over and over and over and over and over and over until you know the whole thing. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, that is, if we are vitally united and my message lives in your heart, ask whatever you wish. Whatever you wish, ask, and it will be done for you. God is answering prayers. May the Lord bless you, keep you, lift his countenance towards you, and give you his peace. Yaverekeka Adonai Veshmerecha. Ya'er Adonai. God bless you in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. And I see you next week. Hallelujah. Keep your head at the feet of Jesus. He's answering your prayers. God bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.
You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, with Pastor Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.